Welcome back, everybody, to Yomi Tirepidav Chav Tesavan Aleph, and we are Amir Tashem going to finish the second parak of Masechah Sukkah today. We are on the top of Daf Chav Tesavan Aleph. We're discussing different halachos in regards to how we're supposed to dwell in the Sukkah. So says the Gemara, Rava, Rava says, Mani Mishtiya B'Mital Alta. So drinking cups are allowed to stay in the Sukkah, meaning even after they've been used for drinking, you're allowed to leave the cups there. But Mani Mechla Bar Mital Alta. But when it comes to eating utensils and plates and forks and stuff, after you've finished using them, you should make sure to be taking them outside of the sukkah because they are gross and that's not appropriate for the sukkah. Chatzva v'shachol bar mital alta. If you have an item like a kli cheres, some sort of earthenware jug or a pail of water, that should be kept outside of the sukkah. Ushrag mital alta. But a lamp is allowed to be placed in the sukkah. V'amrei bar mital alta. But some say you should take a lamp outside of the sukkah. V'lo pligin, there's no machlokes between these two shitas because ha b'sukkah gedola, ha b'sukkah katana. When we said that you're allowed to have such a lamp in a sukkah, that's referring to a large sukkah. But when we said that you're not allowed to, that's by a smaller sukkah. Next, the Gemara said, Yardu Gisham, and the Mishnah told us that if the rain falls into the sukkah, you're allowed to leave the sukkah if the rain is enough to go and ruin your porridge, your food. So Tana was taught in Brisa, Misha Tisrach HaMikbah Shal Grisin. He is pater when the rain is enough to ruin the porridge that's made of these split beans. Abai Avaka Yosef Kameid Rav Yosef Mital Alta. So the Gemara says a story that Abai is once sitting before Rav Yosef in the sukkah. Noshav Zika Kamaisi Tivusa. And the wind blew and there were certain splinters from the wood that came down from the schach. Amar lahu Rav Yosef. So Rav Yosef said to his Talmidim, Panu li mani mehacha, go and remove my stuff from here because I'm leaving the sukkah, I'm not staying here. Amar lahu Abai, Abai said to him, Avahatanami Shetisrach HaMikbah. But didn't the Mishnah say that you're only allowed to leave once the porridge becomes ruined? And here some wood fell down, but that's not enough. So Amar lahu, so Rav Yosef said back to Abai, Lididi kevan da'anina daite, since I'm kind of more sensitive to this type of stuff, Kamisha Tisrach HaMikbah Damili. So it's as if my food was ruined, and that's why I'm allowed to go inside. If someone was eating in a sukkah, and then it started raining, yarad, so he went inside the house and started his meal inside, and he continued eating inside. Even if it stops raining, we do not say you need to go now back into the sukkah and finish your meal there. Once you've started the meal inside, you're allowed to go and do so. Says the Gemara, another type of halacha like this. Hayayashin tachas sukkah. If someone was sleeping under the schach of the sukkah, v'yardu gisham, and it started raining, v'yarad, so he went into his house to go and sleep. Ein matrichano solalos hachayayur. You do not need to go back, even if it stops raining, you do not need to go back into the sukkah until it becomes light outside, until it is morning time. So ask the Gemara, v'yaruhu. So what are we referring to exactly here? Hachayayur o hachayayur, with an ayin, which means until he awakens, or hachayayur with an aleph, meaning until it becomes light. Which one are we referring to? Because nafkamina, big time nafkamina. Let's say you wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning, so it's not light outside, but you woke up. Do you have to go back out to the sukkah? So comes the Gemara and says, Toshma, come here, approve. Adche yeyur v'yale amura shachar. Bryce says that if he left the sukkah because it started raining, he can stay in his house until it becomes light with an aleph and amura shachar when the morning starts. So says the Gemara, Tarte, how can you have both? These are two totally different times. When it becomes light outside, it's not amura shachar. It's not light yet by amura shachar. Says the Gemara, Ela ima acha yet you are viyala amur hashachar. Rather, we must say what the Bryce is really saying is that it's until you wake up and it's amur hashachar. So what we see is if you wake up before amur hashachar, you wouldn't have to. But if you wake up after amur hashachar, then you would have to. That's when you're going to have to go back into the sukkah. So it's about waking up. Says the Gemara then, based on what the Mishnah told us after. The Mishnah said, Mashal amal davar domen. The Mishnah said that when it rains on sukkah, so it can be compared to a situation where a slave comes to pour a cup of wine for his master and he spilled a pitcher of water on his face, but he doesn't say who poured the water on who. So he bowed, Mi shavach lami. So who poured the pitcher onto who? Did the master pour it onto the servant or did the servant pour it onto the master? So Tashma come in here and prove it to Tanya shavach lo rabo kitun al panav. It's as if his master spilled a pitcher of water onto his face. So Amar lo, I efshi b'shimu shecha. And he told him, I don't want your service, leave me alone. That's basically what Hashem is saying when it rains in the sukkah. So it's not a good thing. It's not something that we're supposed to be super excited about. Good. Now, once the Mishnah told us that rain on sukkahs is a sign of Hashem not being so happy with us, the Gemara comes and brings other natural occurrences that show that Hashem is not so thrilled with us as well. So, Tan Rabban Rabba Sun's rise, Bismat Shacham Aloka, when the sun is stricken, meaning when there's some sort of solar eclipse, Simin Ra'alachu Aulam Kulo, it's a bad thing for the entire world, it's a bad time. Ashalam Adav Adomeh, what's it compared to? Umelch Basar Vadam Shasta Sudul Avadav, it's comparable to a human king made some sort of banquet for his people, Vihiniach Panas Lifnem, and he put some sort of lantern for light right next to them, so that way they can go and enjoy the banquet. Kasalim, so he got mad at them. Amar Lavda, when he told his servants, told Panas Mipneim Meishivim B'Choshech, take away the light from them and make them sit in the darkness. Tani was done by Sir Meir Omer Meir says, Kol Zman Shema Oros Lokin. Whenever the luminaries, like the moon and the stars, are stricken, are stopping, Simin Ra L'Sonei M'Shal Yisrael. So it's a bad thing for the Jewish people. We can assume that this is something that's intended for them. They Galatian and Lumadim Makosim, because they are accustomed to suffering. Jewish people throughout our history have had a lot of instances of difficult times, so we can assume that that's a bad thing for us. Mashal Sofer Shabbal Lubis Hasefer Tzubiyado. So it's compared to a teacher who has their punishing materials to come in. Punish certain children. Me doing, so who's worried about the punishments? Me shiraga, locos b'choyom v'yom, who doing? The one who's always getting punished, the one who the teacher's trying to bring out their potential, the one who's always seems to be on the wrong side of it, that person's going to be the most worried. So to the Jewish people have to be the most worried when this type of stuff happens. So when there's some sort of solar eclipse, so this is a bit of a different sheet than that. This is only bad for the non-Jews. But when the moon is stricken, then so this is going to be bad for the Jewish people. When it says Sonehem Shel Yisrael, the enemies of the Jewish people, it's just a nice way of saying the Jewish people. Why? Because the Jewish people calculate the lunar calendar. They go based on the moon, and therefore when the moon is getting punished, so that's a bad sign for the Jewish people. The non-Jews, they use the sun, they go by the solar calendar. When the sun is getting stricken in the east, meaning during the morning when the sun is in the east, this is bad for the people in the east. When it's in the west, this is bad for the people in the west. When it's in the middle of the sky, then it's bad for the entire world. When the face of the sun is similar to blood, meaning when it's reddish in color, it means that death, or the sword, is coming to the world. Lasak, if it's similar to a sack, chitze ra'av ba'in ba'olam. So the arrows of hunger, meaning times of famine, are coming to the world. Lazu lazu, when the sun is both reddish and darkened, chere v'chitze ra'av ba'in le'olam. So sword and famine are coming to the world. Laka b'knisa, so when the sun is stricken as it goes in, meaning at sunset, puranu shoha level. That means that bad things are going to be delayed in coming. B'tiyaso, but when it's coming at sunrise, maheres level, it means that punishment is coming quickly. But we can go and say that the opposite way, that sunset and sunrise would serve different roles when the sun is being blocked. Good. And you will not find any nation that is hit, whose angel is not hit with it. Meaning, every single nation has an angel that goes along with it. Like the Sar Shal Esav, the angel of Esav, the angel of Edom. There are angels associated with everyone. So when a nation gets hit, its angel gets hit as well. Against all the gods of Egypt, I shall go and bring judgment. So we see it applies to everyone. Now, once we mentioned all of these things which lead to evil things, we qualify this statement. But when the Jewish people are doing what they're supposed to be doing and serving Hashem properly, they do not have to worry about all of these things. How do we know this? Because only the non-Jews are going to be afraid of these things, because when the Jewish people are doing what they're supposed to be doing, then they're going to be fine. So the non-Jews should be afraid, but not the Jewish people. More about these bad omens. There are four things that cause the sun to be covered up. Now, the Gemara and the Mefarshim go into why all these things are the reason why this would be the valid punishment for this. Rashi says he doesn't know. Look at the Marsha. There's more on this. Al av beistin shemes ve'inu nisad kehalacha. So one is that the head of the beistin goes and dies and doesn't get eulogized properly. It could be that the Torah represents the sun, the brightness, and when we don't properly appreciate that, Hashem is going to cover it. And for a woman who's being attacked and raped, and no one helps her when she's crying out. Yamishkav Zachar, and because of Mishkav Zachar. Yashneach and Shenishbach Daman Ke'echad. And on account of two brothers whose blood was spilled at once, that you killed two brothers at the same time. V'shvil Arba Advarim Me'oros Lokin. And there are four things that cause the luminaries, like the moon and the stars, to go and get covered up. Al Kosvei Plastar, on someone who has who's writing forged documents, they have a signature that's fake and put things to people's name that's fake. And people who give false testimony. And people who raise small animals in Eretz Yisrael, which you're not allowed to do. And people who cut down the trees that are fruit-producing trees. This is an Isser of Baal Tashlis. So that is another thing that causes the moon to go down. And on account of four things, the property of homeowners is taken away by the authorities. What are they? Al mashe shtaros pruin, on people, homeowners who hold paid up loans, because they can always only be used for negative. Meaning, if you have a loan that was already paid up and you keep that document, the only reason you'd want to keep that document is so you can go and try and collect again. There's no upside to keeping that. And people who go and lend with ribbis, when homeowners are doing this, is going to be a bad thing for them. And people, homeowners, who had the ability to protest but did not, meaning because normally people who own homes are a little more on the wealthy side, and since they're influential, if they see that things are happening that are bad and they don't step up, that's a bad thing. People who go and pledge money to tzedakah and then don't honor their pledges, that is a really bad thing. Amar Rav, Rav says, I count of four things, homeowners' properties are going to be destroyed. Al kovshe schar sakir, on people who don't pay their workers. Al oshke schar sakir, on people who steal the payment of their workers. Al shaporonol me'al tzavareim nosna chavrein, on people who take off their responsibilities and put it on their friends. Al gas haruach, and because of people who are arrogant due to their wealth. Al gas haruach keneged kulan, and the sin of arrogant people is the worst, is equal to all of the other sins. But about humble people, it says, that humble people shall inherit the earth and find light in peace. Humility is the key. Hadron Allah Hayashin. This is the end of the second parak. This is Daf Chav Tesem and Aleph, going on Talmud Beis. Emer Cheve, wonderful, wonderful day.